Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
That plan's going to look different for each one of us. You know, it's going to look different for each and every person to evaluate where they're at. Maybe it's the practical steps that we talked about, the Dave Ramsey. Maybe it's that you need to actually go through Financial Peace University. Maybe you're going to start your own business. Maybe you're going to open an Etsy account and do some stuff there. Maybe you're going to go and do some freelance work. I don't know what it is. God's got the plan for you.
So you need to get the plan from Him.
So you got to get the plan from Him. You have to. But like you were saying earlier, really reminding me of that scripture, you know, we've mingled with the world, we've learned their ways, and it's become a snare to us. And that's really what debt is. It's a snare because you become a captive when you're ensnared.
That's right.
You become
it
captive.
It captures us. We get caught in the snare, and then the world has us. The creditor and the lender, they have us as a slave.
Yeah. Because that
so
money
true.
Is tied up to going to their cause.
To their cause.
Not the cause of the kingdom.
That's right.
What could you do? Imagine with us for a moment. What could you do if you didn't have a house payment, if you didn't have a car payment? Let's just say an average rent, $600. You know, it's probably more than that for most of us. Maybe, you know, if you didn't have that $600 that was going to the bank every month, what could you do with that extra $600? How could you give? How could you be a blessing to others? How could you reach out to the community? How could you save? How could you invest and turn that $600
into much more?
Multiply it. I mean, so many possibilities there, but so many of us are living paycheck to paycheck because we've been ensnared, we've been entrapped, and
We're a slave to the system.
Yep. Yeah.
And we're a slave to the lender. And so if we didn't have that slavery aspect on us where we cannot give freely. We can't live freely the way God wants us to. We can't make an impact or difference in other people's lives because I owe that money to somebody else already. It's already spoken for. But if I didn't have that debt on me, if I wasn't shackled almost with that debt and the pressure of paying that debt, there's so much freedom that's involved where I can do what God wants me to do and I can really impact the nations just with the next person. I can start with that next person and I can impact them and it will just grow and grow and grow. I tell you, Nate, when we look at this, if you need to just build your faith and expectancy about what God can do, you can spend some time here in looking at these miracles in 2 Kings.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just like miracle after miracle after miracle of debt reduction, debt removal, where people owe something and it's totally paid off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God is so focused on that that we don't give Him credit for it, but He really wants us to walk and to live this life of freedom from debt.
Yeah.
But we become so accustomed to carrying that burden around with us that we just don't – we just think that's the normal way to do it. It's the American
right.
way of life.
Yeah.
But it's not God's way.
Yeah, we're walking around in chains and loving it.
Loving it. And thinking it's great.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. It's almost like the children of Israel, when they got free, they said, we'd rather be back in Egypt in bondage.
Right.
But we don't want to be in bondage anymore. We want to be free, and we want to get on into the promised land where, you know, there's milk and honey, and we don't owe no man nothing but to love them.
Right.
We don't owe people debt. And we're free from all that stuff. It just is a totally different mindset. It's a totally different attitude. And just really, there's such a – I can't even express it in words. I can't really hardly imagine it, what it would be like to be just totally free from debt.
Yeah. And we've bought into the lie of the American dream.
Yeah.
And now, don't mishear us here because we understand that it's God's desire for you to live the abundant life.
Yes.
It's God's desire for you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. But we've taken this whole idea of prosperity and we've mingled it with the so-called American dream.
Mm-hmm.
And we say prosperity is having a huge house, having a four-car garage with cars in the garage, and paying on it and doing it all through credit.
Right.
And we say this is the American dream, because we're trying to get something we haven't worked for, we haven't earned, or we haven't even received by grace. We're trying to make it happen ourselves.
We're trying to make it happen
because
ourselves.
Because we think this is what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be living. But that's not God's idea of prosperity. Prosperity, in my estimation, is being content with what I have and being able to be generous on every occasion.
That's right.
As God leads me to be generous on every occasion. Now, He's going to prosper me. God's given me a new car, completely paid for a car. He's blessed me in so many different ways. I have a wonderful family. All of these things, and I consider myself a prosperous person.
Right. That's right.
I don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank. I'm not looking to own a jet or a plane. Now, if I need to do that for what God calls me to do in the future, that's fine. But that's not the American dream for
right.
me.
Yeah, it seems like we get, and again, I don't want this to come across wrong, and we don't want to misspeak here, give people the wrong impression. It's not about keeping up with the Joneses.
Yes.
It's not about having the latest car just because it's the latest car, or the biggest TV, or any of that other stuff. It's really not about that. God wants us to have a car. We need a car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a real practical need in our lives. We need a car. And we should have a TV. Whether we are consumed with the TV and the TV and what's on the TV becomes our God, now that's a different story.
Right.
Where I put the TV and what's on the TV in front of me and God and our relationship. But there are things that we need. And we should be, like Paul said, he was content with what he had. Mm-hmm. But yet Paul was able also to go to travel great places.
Right.
He was at one point, I mean, he had a house that he lived in for a span of 2 or 3 years there in Rome. I mean, so we know Paul was prosperous, and his needs were met, and he also had an abundance.
Mm-hmm.
He had an overflow that he was able to do other things with. So it's in the proper context of, it's just not chasing after an American dream that we're trying to make happen on our own by borrowing the money or being in debt for the money. It's about taking what I have today, being content with what I have, being a steward, taking care of what I have,
right.
being debt-free, not being servant to the lender, being able to invest my money in people's lives where it really makes a difference, and then being able to reap the blessing on that and harvest of that where God will promote me. And as I need more, God supplies me with more. And as I grow in that, I am promoted by Him, and I grow and I prosper. And I get a nicer house or a nicer car or whatever is there. That God is using that and He's prospering me as I go, but not that I have to go out and borrow the money to do it.
Right. We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.